Liora Teji is with us live via telephone. It's very simple. She has an organization called Orme Obroka, originally set up to help as many terror victim families as possible. We know that that number has grown insanely, unfortunately, over the last couple of decades, and she is trying to give whatever she can to hundreds of families before the Chag. I'm talking about everything from chicken to challahs, to honey, to oil, to apples, to carrots, to onions, to potatoes, to eggs, flour, tea, coffee, everything that a family would need. And that's the situation. I've seen it up close and personal. There are plenty of families in Jerusalem that literally need everything for Yontif. And now she needs our help to support the work of Orme Obroka and to make this a successful Rosh Hashanah campaign for them. Liora Teji, shalom, shalom. Welcome back to JM in the AM.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Nachum, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, doing well, but we have a lot of work to do. I would imagine that this is a very, very busy time of year for you, and you have a lot of work in order to help hundreds of families in Israel.
Right. This year, because the October 7th, so it's not only the family that they used to come. Also, we have a lot of family that they not have they not have nothing, and because the October 7th, we have a lot of pressure here, and we not have time for nothing, and a lot of people need help. Yeah. And also the war from the north, you know, it's every day they say, today we close the sky, tomorrow we open, don't do this, don't do that. A lot of people, they don't know what to do. So this year I decide that every year we used to give regular, but this year I want to give them also present, each one of them. And food that I give, besides the chicken, besides the fruit, besides the wine, besides the honey, the carrots, everything, I want to give them to each one of them, Bezrat Hashem, a towel, very nice.
Yeah, a nice gift for the family.
White, that they to bring the light to Am Israel, and I ask for each one of the Yid to help us to make the Chag. It's not going to be easy, because this year I was in a lot of funeral for the soldier, and I came with tears, when I asked for Hashem in one hand, Bishvili Nivra Olam, and from the other hand, Vani Afar Ve'efer. I ask from each one of the people to come and to help us, and to, I know that that it's hard to each one of us, wherever we are, but Bezrat Hashem, ve'asu kulam aguda achat, la'asot ratzon avinu shebashamayim.
Amen. Liora Teji is with us. If you're listening, folks, it's very, very simple, okay? A lot of families have tremendous needs, and I'm going to go through the list in a minute. A lot of families have tremendous need. I was with Liora last time I was in Israel. We actually visited only because she needed me to help her deliver the Erev Shabbos food. And I saw the type of conditions that these families are living in. And they have large families, and it's very difficult for them to make it financially, especially before Yontif. But it's very simple to donate, really simple. And I would hope that everybody would participate as we kick off our Elul Chesed campaign. It's Orme Obroka. So what's the website? omb.org.il. That's it. And you can go there and you can give $50. You can give $500. You can give $5,000. You can give $50,000. You can give $18. You can give $1,800. All we ask is that everybody participates. Simple as that. And believe me, every little bit helps, and you'll hear why in a minute, because I'm going to go through this list. omb.org.il. Orme Obroka. omb.org.il. I cannot believe that that the people at Orme Obroka in Israel were able to make it as simple as this, because the website used to be more complicated. Now it's really, really simple. omb.org.il. All right, so So the hundreds and hundreds of families that are going to be recipients from Or Me'or Bracha of items for Yontif, the entire cost is going to be over $50,000. They are going to be receiving chicken. They're going to be receiving collectively, obviously. $4,000 worth of challah, $3,200 worth of honey, $21,000 worth of oil, $8,000 of apples, $10,000 of pomegranates. This is for all the families together. $2,500 worth of onions, $7,500 worth of potatoes, $15,000 worth of eggs, plus flour, tea, coffee, cake, and other items for Yontif. We are talking about a tremendous amount of money that's needed, that's necessary in order to feed these families for Yontif. By the way, Liora, I don't see the yayin. I don't see the yayin and the mitzanavim, the grape juice on this list. What's your estimate about how much wine and grape juice you need?
The grape juice, Baruch Hashem, I have somebody. He take every year. He take the wine.
The entire thing? The entire thing?
Yes, every year. I don't know if he let me say his name, but he's a big tzaddik, and Hashem should bless him and give to his daughter a shidduch. Unbelievable yid. He lives in America, and he helps every year.
So if somebody gave you a donation of $4,000, they could be responsible for all the chalot that you're going to be giving over Yontif.
Yes. So because of that, you're not in the list, because I get already.
Hey, folks. You know, again, you can give $10, you can give $18, and it's all welcome. But you have an opportunity, $4,000, every challah being delivered to these hundreds of families, there are over 500 families, every single challah you will be responsible for, which is pretty cool. Every apple for $8,000, every onion for $2,500, every egg for $15,000. And we're talking about a lot of stuff that's needed for Yontif, and everybody out there can participate. Again, the website's really easy. I'm encouraging all the listeners to participate. The Elul Chesed campaign has started, and it's quite appropriate that it starts with a cause like this, where Liora is supporting hundreds of families before Yontif with basic food necessities in Jerusalem. OMB.org.il. OMB for Or Me'or Bracha. OMB.org.il. It could not be easier. Liora, what else do you want to tell us about this effort? Anything else you want to mention?
I want to tell them that this year we have a lot of families, and it's a lot of aggravation, and we need help for each one of the people, Bezrat Hashem. It's like the Bet Mishkan. I'm Arbe ve'am Amit. Yeah. Whatever they can, they welcome. And Bezrat Hashem, I bless all Am Israel בכתיבה וחתימה טובה, שנה טובה ומתוקה. May Hashem should give you to your radio, Bezrat Hashem, to be very successful, because you not take one penny from us, and you do such a good chesed, Nachum, a tzaddik, and Hashem should give you back. Amen. And I want to bless all Klal Israel, and I want to bless the people in America, Mr. Winner and Berger and Moshe Taub, and all the family that always there for us. And I have a friend, her name is Brendel Bat Perel. I want that each one of us bless her, because she's a tzaddeket and she helps us a lot. And Yeshuot for all Klal Israel, wherever they need.
Liora, Tadaraba. But how did yesterday go? Was yesterday a regular distribution Thursday in Jerusalem?
Yes, yesterday we gave a lot of food, Baruch Hashem, and we prepare Bezrat Hashem for next week. Every week we hear, and if people want to come also to be volunteer, they can come here 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 a.m.
And that's where it happens every single week. Everyone thinks that this is only, you know, once a year. No, it happens every single week, everybody. Every single week, food for Shabbat. But Rosh Hashanah, you can imagine. For Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, you can imagine what people need. Do what you can, everybody. OMB.org.il. OMB.org.il. Liora, Shabbat Shalom and Shana Tova.
Shabbat Shalom. Toda Rabba.
More coming up. You're listening to our Friday morning edition of JM and the AM.